Understanding Neural Network Decisions Through GradCam, a Deep Dive into Visual Interpretability. Introduction: The Black Box Problem. When we deploy a neural network to classify images in the real world, we're essentially handing over critical decisions to what many consider a black box. The model takes in millions of pixel values, performs billions of mathematical operations, and outputs a single prediction. But here's the fundamental question that keeps both researchers and practitioners awake at night. What exactly is the model looking at when it makes these decisions? This question isn't just academic curiosity. When a medical AI misdiagnoses a condition, when an autonomous vehicle fails to recognize a stop sign, or when a content moderation system flags legitimate content, we need to understand what went wrong. We need to peer inside the black box and understand the visual reasoning process of our models. This is where GradCam, or gradient-weighted class activation mapping, enters the picture. The paper we're examining today by Stepan Ulyanin provides a practical implementation guide for one of the most influential interpretability techniques in computer vision. But before we dive into the implementation details, let's build our intuition from the ground up about why this problem exists and how GradCam elegantly solves it. The fundamental challenge, from pixels to decisions. To understand why GradCam is so valuable, we need to think about how convolutional neural networks actually process images. When you show a CNN an image of an elephant, the network doesn't immediately jump to elephant. Instead, it builds up its understanding hierarchically, starting from simple edge detectors in the first layers, then combining these into more complex shapes and textures in the middle layers, and finally assembling these features into object parts and full objects in the deeper layers. This hierarchical feature extraction is exactly what makes CNNs so powerful, but it's also what makes them so difficult to interpret. By the time we reach the final classification layer, we've lost all spatial information about where these features came from in the original image. The network might correctly identify an elephant, but we have no idea whether it was looking at the ears, the trunk, the overall body shape, or perhaps some spurious correlation in the background. Classical approaches to understanding neural network decisions often focused on analyzing gradients with respect to the input image itself. While this can be informative, it operates at the wrong level of abstraction. We're asking the wrong question when we compute input gradients. We're essentially asking which pixels, if changed slightly, would most affect the output. But what we really want to know is which meaningful visual features drove this decision. This distinction is crucial. CNNs are fundamentally feature extractors, and the magic happens in those intermediate representations, not at the pixel level. The deeper layers of the network operate in increasingly abstract feature spaces where individual neurons might respond to concepts like elephant ear shape or water texture rather than specific pixel intensities. The GradCam insight, gradients as importance weights. GradCam's key insight is deceptively simple yet profound. Instead of looking at gradients with respect to input pixels, what if we look at gradients with respect to the feature maps of the last convolutional layer? This is where the network has extracted rich, semantically meaningful features, but hasn't yet completely destroyed spatial information through global pooling. Here's the beautiful mathematical intuition. If changing a particular feature map channel significantly affects the model's confidence in its prediction, then that channel must be important for the decision. The gradient of the class score with respect to each feature map channel tells us exactly this importance. Channels with large positive gradients are strongly supporting the predicted class, while channels with large negative gradients are evidence against it. But GradCam doesn't stop there. The method then uses these gradient-derived importance weights to create a weighted combination of the activation maps themselves. This is where the spatial information comes back into play. Each activation map in the last convolutional layer still maintains a coarse spatial structure of the original image. By weighting these maps according to their importance and combining them, we get a heat map that shows both what features were important and where those features were located in the image. The mathematical formulation is elegantly simple. For a given class C, we first compute the gradients of the class score with respect to the activations of the last convolutional layer. We then global average pool these gradients to get importance weights for each channel. Finally, we compute a weighted linear combination of the activation maps, followed by a ReLU operation to focus only on features that positively influence the class of interest. Technical implementation. Navigating PyTorch's computational graph. Now let's dive into the implementation challenges that make this seemingly straightforward algorithm tricky in practice. The paper's author, Stepan Ulyanin, encounters a fundamental limitation of PyTorch's automatic differentiation system that every deep learning practitioner should understand. PyTorch's autograd system is designed for efficiency, which means it only caches gradients for leaf nodes in the computational graph. These leaf nodes are typically the model parameters like weights and biases that we want to optimize during training. Intermediate activations, including the feature maps we need for GradCam, are not leaf nodes. Their gradients are computed during the backward pass, but immediately discarded to save memory. This presents a problem. We need those intermediate gradients to compute our importance weights, but PyTorch throws them away by default. The solution lies in PyTorch's hook system, a powerful but underutilized feature that allows us to intercept and store intermediate values during the forward and backward passes. The implementation strategy is straightforward once you understand the constraint. First, during the forward pass, we register a forward hook on the last convolutional layer to capture its activation maps. Then, we register a backward hook on the same layer to capture the gradients that would otherwise be discarded. With both the activations and their gradients captured, we can compute the GradCam visualization. The code structure follows a clean pattern: load the pre-trained model, identify the target layer, register the necessary hooks, perform a forward pass to get the prediction, perform a backward pass to compute gradients, and finally combine the stored activations and gradients to generate the heat map. VGG19 case study, dissecting elephant classification. The paper demonstrates the technique first on VGG19, which provides an ideal testing ground due to its straightforward architecture. VGG19's sequential structure makes it easy to identify the last convolutional layer, and its relatively large feature maps provide good spatial resolution for visualization. When applied to an image of an African elephant, the results are remarkably intuitive. The generated heat map highlights the elephant's head and ears as the primary regions driving the classification decision. This makes perfect biological sense when you consider the task from a zoologist's perspective. African elephants are distinguished from their Asian counterparts primarily by their larger, differently shaped ears and broader head structure. The model's focus on these discriminative features suggests it has learned meaningful visual representations rather than relying on spurious correlations. This is exactly the kind of insight that GradCam is designed to provide. We can see that the network isn't cheating by looking at background context or other irrelevant features, but is genuinely focusing on the morphological characteristics that define the species. The shark classification examples provide another compelling demonstration. In one image, the model focuses on the distinctive tooth structure and mouth shape. In another, it considers both the streamlined body form and the aquatic environment. These different strategies for the same class reveal the flexibility of the learned representations and suggest that the model has captured multiple valid visual cues for shark identification. DenseNet challenges: architecture, complexity, and spatial resolution. The transition to DenseNet reveals how architectural differences affect GradCam implementation and interpretation. DenseNet's dense connectivity pattern, where each layer receives inputs from all preceding layers, creates a more complex computational graph that's harder to navigate. The paper's author takes a pragmatic approach, choosing the simpler strategy of using the last batch normalized activation map rather than attempting to rebuild the architecture from scratch. This implementation choice highlights an important trade-off in interpretability work. While a more sophisticated approach might provide slightly more accurate attributions, the additional complexity often isn't justified for practical applications. The key insight is that GradCam's effectiveness doesn't depend on perfect precision in identifying the optimal layer to analyze, but rather on capturing the general spatial patterns of feature importance. The DenseNet implementation also reveals the impact of architectural choices on visualization quality. DenseNet's more aggressive spatial downsampling results in 7x7 activation maps compared to VGG19's 14x14 maps. This lower spatial resolution means the resulting heat maps are necessarily coarser with less precise localization of important features. This trade-off between computational efficiency and interpretability granularity is a recurring theme in modern architecture design. The debugging power. Misclassification analysis. Perhaps the most valuable demonstration in the paper comes from the iguana misclassification case study. When DenseNet incorrectly classifies an iguana as an American alligator, GradCam reveals something unexpected. The model is partially focusing on the human photographer visible in the image, rather than solely on the reptile itself. This discovery illustrates GradCam's power as a debugging tool. The misclassification initially seems reasonable given the superficial similarity between iguanas and alligators, both being large reptiles with similar body proportions. However, the visualization reveals that the model's decision is influenced by irrelevant contextual information. When the author crops out the human figure, the model correctly identifies the iguana. This example demonstrates a critical vulnerability in computer vision systems: the tendency to latch onto dataset biases and spurious correlations. Without interpretability tools like GradCam, such biases might go undetected until they cause failures in deployment. The ability to visualize and understand these failure modes is essential for building robust, reliable systems. Theoretical foundations. Why feature-level attribution matters. The paper's conclusion touches on a fundamental theoretical question. Why not simply compute gradients with respect to the input image? This question gets to the heart of what we're trying to understand about neural network representations. Input-level gradient methods, while useful, answer a different question than GradCam. They tell us about the local sensitivity of the model's output to pixel-level changes, but they don't reveal the semantic content that actually drives the decision. A pixel might have a high gradient, not because it represents an important feature, but because it happens to be in a location where small changes would significantly affect the feature extraction process. GradCam operates at the feature level, where the network has already extracted meaningful semantic content from the raw pixels. By this point in the network, individual channels often correspond to interpretable visual concepts. A channel might respond to curved edges, texture patterns, or object boundaries. Understanding which of these high-level features influence the decision provides much richer insight than knowing which individual pixels are most sensitive. This distinction becomes even more important when we consider the hierarchical nature of visual recognition. Human visual perception also operates hierarchically, building up from edge detection to shape recognition to object classification. By analyzing the network at a level that mirrors this natural hierarchy, GradCam provides interpretations that align with human intuition about visual reasoning. Connections to broader interpretability research. GradCam sits within a rich ecosystem of interpretability methods, each with its own strengths and limitations. Class activation mapping, the predecessor to GradCam, provided similar insights but required architectural modifications and retraining. GradCam's key innovation was eliminating these requirements, making it applicable to any CNN architecture without modification. The method also connects to the broader trend toward post-hoc interpretability in deep learning. Rather than building interpretability into the model architecture itself, post-hoc methods like GradCam analyze pre-trained models to extract insights about their behavior. This approach has the advantage of working with existing models and deployment pipelines, but it also means we're limited to understanding the model's behavior rather than directly controlling it. Recent work has extended the GradCam framework in various directions. GradCam++ addresses some limitations in handling multiple instances of the same class in a single image. ScoreCam eliminates the dependence on gradients entirely, using perturbation-based methods instead. These extensions demonstrate the ongoing evolution of the field and the fundamental importance of the questions that GradCam addresses. practical implications and deployment considerations. From a practical deployment perspective, GradCam offers several advantages that make it particularly attractive for real-world applications. The method is computationally lightweight, requiring only a single additional backward pass to generate visualizations. This makes it feasible to use in production systems for debugging and quality assurance purposes. The visual nature of GradCam outputs also makes them accessible to non-technical stakeholders. A radiologist can quickly assess whether an AI diagnostic system is focusing on the relevant anatomical structures. A safety engineer can verify that an autonomous vehicle's object detection system is looking at appropriate visual cues. This accessibility is crucial for building trust and enabling human-AI collaboration. However, practitioners should be aware of GradCam's limitations. The method provides insight into what the model considers important, but it doesn't guarantee that this importance is justified or correct. A model might consistently focus on the right features, but still make incorrect decisions due to inadequate training data or other issues. GradCam is a diagnostic tool, not a certification of model correctness. Future directions and research opportunities. The work presented in this paper opens several avenues for future research and development. One promising direction is the integration of GradCam insights into the training process itself. Rather than using interpretability purely for post-hoc analysis, we might develop training procedures that encourage models to focus on semantically meaningful features from the beginning. Another important area is the quantitative evaluation of interpretability methods. While GradCam visualizations are intuitively appealing, developing rigorous metrics for evaluating their accuracy and usefulness remains an open challenge. This is particularly important as interpretability methods are increasingly used in high-stakes applications where incorrect interpretations could have serious consequences. The extension of GradCam principles to other domains and architectures also presents opportunities. While the current work focuses on image classification with CNNs, similar gradient-based attribution methods could potentially be applied to other modalities and architectures, from natural language processing with transformers to time series analysis with recurrent networks. Conclusion: the imperative for interpretable AI. As we deploy increasingly sophisticated AI systems in critical applications, the need for interpretability becomes not just a research interest, but an ethical imperative. GradCam represents a significant step toward making neural networks more transparent and accountable, providing a practical tool that works with existing architectures and deployment pipelines. The elegance of GradCam lies not just in its technical innovation, but in its recognition that interpretability requires meeting users where they are. By providing visual explanations that align with human intuition about visual reasoning, the method makes the internal workings of neural networks accessible to a broader community of practitioners and stakeholders. Stepan Ulyanin's implementation guide serves as more than just a technical tutorial. It's a blueprint for making cutting-edge interpretability research accessible and practical. The careful attention to implementation details, the clear explanation of PyTorch-specific challenges, and the thoughtful analysis of results across different architectures provide a model for how research should be translated into practice. As we continue to push the boundaries of what's possible with deep learning, tools like GradCam remind us that progress isn't just about achieving higher accuracy or efficiency. It's about building systems that we can understand, trust, and improve. In an era where AI systems increasingly influence critical decisions, this understanding isn't just valuable, it's essential.